morning. This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Thursday, 4th of April. Firstly, in Pakistan, Finance Minister Asad Umar said yesterday that Pakistan's basic debts reached alarmingly high levels and that the country is near bankruptcy. Pakistan is in an economic crisis over mounting external debt, with more than $60 billion owed to China alone. Pakistan continues its prolonged negotiations with the International Monetary Fund and has entered a final round of talks last week with the aid agency for an economic assistance package. Asad Umar defended policies of the government, claiming that the inflation has not increased to double digits despite the debt crisis. And he also compared the economic performance of his government to that of his predecessor government headed by Nawaz Sharif. In Bangladesh, jute mills workers in different parts of the country continued their protests for the second day yesterday, blocking off railway tracks and highways over unpaid wages and other benefits. A shutdown was enforced by workers of 9 state-owned jute mills across several districts, including Khulna, Jessore, Rajshahi, and Chittagong. On the second day of the power strike, protesters claimed that the Bangladesh Jute Mills Corporation promised to fulfill only 1 point of their 9 point demand and did not give any directives regarding the other 8 demands of the protesters. Clients are advised to avoid all protests and employ high caution in the districts affected by the rallies and blockades. There are contingency plans for potential supply chain disruptions in the areas affected by the protests and blockades. In Sri Lanka, the police fired tear gas on protesting university students near the parliament roundabout in Colombo yesterday. The protest forced traffic in the area to grind to a standstill. The students marched from Rajagriha to the parliament roundabout, demanding an audience with the education minister. The protest took place while the parliament was underway, prompting the city police to block the road leading to the facility. The students then pushed down the barricades, forcing the police to fire tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowd. The students are likely to continue their protests today. Student demonstrations near the legislature are common, and skirmishes between security forces and protesters do sometimes erupt. Clients are advised to avoid the vicinity of the parliament building in Colombo while rallies are in progress. Special traffic measures may be implemented near parliament and the surrounding areas. Road advisories and plan your routes accordingly. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our unique value of our East Asia Pacific and South Asia Operational Risk Management Regional Assistance Membership Packages.